WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. This past year, listeners heard many stories about issues affecting our immigrant communities. WXXI's Evan Dawson and Veronica Volk talk about these stories and their impact nationally and locally.
If you're smuggling a child, then we're going to prosecute you. And that child will be separated from you, probably, as required by law. If you don't want your child to be separated, then don't bring them across the border illegally. It's not our fault.
That was former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions earlier this year talking about the so-called zero-tolerance policy enforced at the southern U.S. border by the Trump administration. I'm Evan Dawson, here talking to Veronica Volk, who has been doing a lot of reporting this year on immigration and issues affecting people who are undocumented. Veronica is with us here now, and after this was announced, Veronica, earlier in May of this year, let's kind of set the scene for us. What did it all mean then?
Okay, so the reason it was called zero tolerance is because everyone crossing the border without any documentation was immediately charged with a crime. So this led to children being separated from their parents, which we now call family separation.
And we've heard stories about children being kept in detention centers or with American foster families away from their parents while they awaited hearings. But did this policy have any effect on families locally?
So it did. Interestingly, it spurred people to talk about their own experience crossing the border and what a traumatic time that can be for families. So I spoke with one woman, Gabriela Quintanilla, at one of a series of rallies protesting family separation. And she talked to me about how when she was 12 years old, she and her sister were separated at night in the desert while crossing the border.
I thought of everything that could happen to her. She was only four. All of the thoughts that kept coming to me was like, oh my gosh, they could sell her. They could sell her organs. They could sell it to another family. They could, all of this horrible, horrible things.
So they were eventually reunited, and now Quintanilla is an advocate for the rights of people who are undocumented.
Yeah, just a remarkable story there.
It was. And also, you know, it wasn't just the policy itself, but also media coverage that affected people when it came to this. For example, it increased anxiety among people who are worried that deportation could break up their families. This is Hattie. We're not using her last name because she's 12 and her parents are undocumented. Earlier this year, her father was pulled over and arrested for being undocumented. He's currently going through deportation proceedings.
I'm just worried they might be taken away from me when I'm in school, away from home. I'm just so worried about it. Just don't want them to leave me.
Sometimes we report on immigration in an abstract sense, and I think this is the kind of work that reminds us of the human cost of some of these policies and the impact on, we talk about families as sort of this broad word, but these are parents, these are adults, and these are children right here being impacted.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of these advocates say that one way that maybe we could address these issues are to establish driver's licenses for people regardless of immigration status. It's one way to help quell this anxiety that you're hearing from children like Hattie and to keep people safe from the threat of deportation. So that issue actually came up in another big story from this year. Selena Hidalgo Calderon was 18 when her body was found not far from a farm where she worked. And after a months-long search, her 14-month-old son was found dead as well. The police and her family report that she may have been the victim of domestic violence, and her boyfriend, Alberto Gutierrez Reyes, was recently arrested for her murder and the murder of her son. But the reason I bring this up is because some advocates are making the case that the fear of deportation and the fact that she didn't have a driver's license might have been putting her in harm's way.
Okay, but, you know, Veronica, some people are going to hear this and say, well, why should people who are in this country illegally get driving privileges?
Yeah. Oh, it's a contentious issue for sure. And I think that's on par with most of the immigration stories we've heard this year. And not just on a matter of principle, but also logistically, like how does this kind of thing work? And how do you make sure the system isn't taken advantage of? But I will say that there are 12 states plus DC that already allow some form of driver's licenses to people who are undocumented.
Veronica, thanks so much for revisiting some of these important stories this year.
Thank you, Evan.